boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And there's a situation going on with I guess he's a controversial streamer. A live streamer. His name is Chud the Builder. Chud is a live streamer that got famous for using offensive racial language. He's 28 years old. His real name is Dalton Earthly. And he's in the media now because the live streamer Chud the Builder has been charged with attempted murder following a confrontation that involved an exchange of gunfire outside a Tennessee courthouse. This story has been talked about. Chud the Builder has got on his streams and said racial offensive language, built his audience up, and I guess there was an incident where somebody finally caught up to him. I don't know. They said that he attempted to kill somebody. We got some news on this if you're watching this rebroadcast live. Let's listen.
The Builder appeared in court this morning after investigators say he shot a man outside the Montgomery County Courthouse. News 2's Maggie Weaver is live in Clarksville after a judge set a temporary $1.25 million bond. Maggie, what else can you tell us?
Yeah, Kendall, of course, after this arraignment, we actually were able to see that Dalton Earthly was ordered by a judge held on a temporary $1.25 million bond. And of course, that's as the court prepares to have a separate bond hearing next week, we do know. So we're actually seeing that investigators say that Earthly shot another man outside the Montgomery County Courthouse after an argument turned physical Wednesday afternoon. Now, the arrest affidavit says that the man was hit multiple times and rushed to Vanderbilt University Medical Center for emergency surgery. Earthly is now charged with attempted criminal homicide, employing a firearm during a dangerous felony, aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Now, Earthly is known online as Chud the Builder, and the Associated Press previously reported Earthly faced criticism over videos described as racist and anti-Semitic. Now, court records also show that Earthly is involved in another ongoing legal matters, including a pending harassment charge in Montgomery County. Separate civil filings accuse him as well of failing to repay money connected to business agreements and online fundraising efforts. Well, during Friday's hearing, the judge pointed to seriousness of these charges and public safety concerns, as well as Etherly's existing bond status in other cases, while setting that temporary bond amount. Now, that bond hearing is scheduled for May 21st, and then that preliminary hearing will happen on May 26th. Reporting live here in Clark.
All right. Well, they say the controversial streamer who was basically saying a bunch of racist stuff to build his audience. They said he was accused of walking out also on a $371 food bill in Nashville as well.
Damn.
So then he's scamming that he's got people complaining that he was doing fundraisers. They weren't paying people back and things like that. So this is why I say when you get involved with these streamers and people online and they start doing these fundraisers and trying to give, a lot of it is a scam, you know. But a lot of people are actually chiming in with this Chud the Builder saying that he had this coming due to his platform. A lot of people on the flip side saying that, okay, he's in Nashville. And if he goes to trial with an all-white jury, he might walk away with this. Now, they're not giving a lot of detail. They're saying that the incident was with an unknown male, escalated into gunfire. Both sustained gunshot wounds, so they both had guns. A lot of people are saying, okay, they're saying that he's on trial, all of this is going on, but it might end up like Kyle Rittenhouse. You ever heard of Chud the Builder, Andrew?
No, this is the first time I'm hearing about
I've never heard of Chud the Builder. The streaming world is his own thing, but I've never heard of him. But I know that now he's getting publicity, and his streams are getting publicity. This was something that was going on. I didn't know nothing about it. But now, I guess due to his reputation, I wonder, was the unknown male a black man? We don't even know. They said it's unknown. But a lot of people are gloating and saying that this is his karma for the energy he put out into the universe.
Yo, I'm pretty locked in on these streamers, Tori, like just being on TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that. I never heard of this guy before in my life. And I know a lot of the like actual quote-unquote famous streamers, like
right.
People who bring in like a ton of people. So I can't imagine he was bringing in that many people, right?
I don't know, but streamers are weird because I'll say this. The streaming world, the Twitch world, the gaming world, a lot of that is off the radar. But it's just like that site that they was talking about where the men was drugging their wives and millions of people was visiting that site. I didn't know nothing about that until I saw the story. I'm just saying. They say that this is something that may come out where he may get a jury that probably feel his same racial ideas.
So I went to his Wikipedia page, Tori. Another person who has a wiki page that we do not have. But he got famous for saying the N-word when talking about a black woman and her daughter in 2024 in a road rage incident.
Chud. He got a Wikipedia.
He has a Wikipedia.
Oh, wow. here we go. And what else? What did he get famous for again?
Saying the N-word in a road rage incident. Got fired from his construction company that he was working for. That's why he went into streaming.
Not really. City Girl says, you may not know about it because you don't watch racist content.
Good point.
Somebody in the chat says, Kyle Rittenhouse was protecting himself. Chud was starting trouble with someone. I hope he's going to jail. I think I see Eddie in the chat. Chud is misunderstood. This is why Eddie, you need to call in and explain what's going on with your boy Chud. Because you seem like you're rooting for him. Eddie got a couple comments in the chat, but they handling Eddie in the chat. Salute to Young Money. Salute to Josh. The chat always keeping Eddie in check. Robert says this is his karma. Someone a week ago literally warned him about keeping his antics up. 833-212-1017 if you want to discuss what's going on with this Chud the Builder charged with attempted murder, a streamer that used racial commentary to build his platform. I think anytime you got to use a lot of the triggering ideas of race to build your platform, you ain't got no talent. What did you say? He was fired from his construction job because of what?
For saying the N-word.
Yeah, so, yeah, he talentless. You know, it takes no talent to get up there and just talk offensive, to like and say all kinds of racial words and get everybody high blood pressure because you just yelling and ranting and stuff. It takes no talent to do that. But they also snuck in that he couldn't pay a $371 restaurant bill.
Guess streaming doesn't pay that well.
I guess he didn't have that many subscribers. He got a Wikipedia.
I can tell you how many subscribers he has.
How many?
229,000.
Okay, so he has subscribers. Miracle Minister Kevin says, I just heard of him earlier this morning on Leave Black People Alone, posted by Godfrey the Comedian. 833-212-1017 if you want to join the conversation. Young Money says, world is crazy. Not really. A city girl says, America with three Ks. I think that if he's in Tennessee, he might, if he could get an all-white jury, he might walk. They might be somebody, you know, on the jury might feel some empathy for him. Like, we didn't see this script before. We didn't see this script before. We got Corey on the lines. How you doing, Corey?
All good. How about yourself, bro?
Blessings, brother.
So I've been on Instagram lately, and I've been seeing this thing about Chud. He got some traction from OG Big Mac 510. Mm-hmm. And so Chud goes live, and he went past a bouncer coming out of a club, called him the N-word. And so while he's walking away from him, he's yelling the N-word to him, telling him to shut up, telling him he's dumb. And so now he got some traction from OG Big Mac 510 on Instagram. And, you know, he want him to come, and, you know, they want to meet up.
Squabble it
so
out.
So he's, oh, yeah, he's ready for him and his followers. So, yeah, Chud, yeah, he's just walking around for years. He gets live. He goes on live. And he called people the N-words and whatever situation, you know, might be an individual somewhere. It ain't going to be around where a bunch of us at.
Right.
It'll be, you know, an isolated situation like the bouncer at the club. The bouncer just couldn't get at him because he got all these people around him.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said that I saw somewhere that they said he used to like black women.
Well, he must have got used and abused.
No, that's... I see a lot of this, but like I said, you know, we right here, and he's facing murder charges. Do you think that a Nashville jury will convict him of this?
Hey, because of everything that's going on in Tennessee right now, the gerrymandering, everything, and I think he's calculated with this whole thing, the redistricting. I don't know.
Cassie said the man shot a white dude with long hair. I don't know. We don't know. We gonna figure it out. I think that many times when people get it, highly racial incidents go down, and then they have to go to court and things like that. Now, if this was a white male, because they said the male was unknown, he said, I guess Diddy Cassie says he did a shot a white male with long hair. Can you confirm that? Do we know who he shot? But hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. We got to run the break. If you want to chime in, 833-212-1017. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe! Gotta tell him, bro. Gotta tell him, bro.
Hey. Ghetto, John, Brown. Yeah. 27 standing for the home team. Neighborhood, hero. Yeah. Post-traumatic soul scream. Advocate. Wanna know who had the gift? Whose idea was it to blast the trick? Once they get back in the way, it's over. Ghetto, John, Brown. 27 standing for the home team. Hey. Neighborhood, hero. Post-traumatic soul scream. Hey.
advocate, advocate. Wanna know who had a gift? Whose idea was it to blast the trick? Once they get back in the way, it's over.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
Gotta tell him, bro. Gotta tell him, bro.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
Gotta tell him, bro. Gotta tell him, bro.
Get him, John Brown. 27, standing for the home
101,
team.
7 the truth.
Hero, post, Trump,
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. All right, so I had Andrew do a tap in. Did it tapped in to try to see who was the victim. What did we come up with, Andrew?
Joshua Fox, according to reports, Tory was the victim. He is a black disabled veteran.
So they're saying, according to what station?
CNN.
According to CNN. As it's a black veteran.
Yes.
That exchanged fire with him.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll hopefully get more information before Friday and see what's going on with this story. Also, I want to tap into another story where this story is about a Lyft driver that used AI to falsely accuse a man's daughter of damaging his car. Now this is a scheme. This is another fraud scheme to me, where this Lyft driver will say a passenger damaged something on his vehicle. He would go to AI and create the damage, send it to Lyft, and Lyft will charge the credit card however much the damage was. Well, this father saw the charges on his credit card and was like, hey, wait a minute. Asked his daughter what happened in the car with the Lyft driver. And the daughter's like, I didn't do anything. So they investigated, found out that the Lyft driver was using AI to falsely accuse the passenger of damaging his car. We got video on this, Truth Nation, if you're watching this, we broadcast live. Be sure to check them credit card bills. Let's listen.
Saturday afternoon, Burt Gore says he had just returned home in Boca Raton after taking his son to the ER when he got this fraud alert from his bank, a $75 damage fee from Lyft. Gore declined the charge.
So then I'm thinking to myself, what could possibly have gone on here? So I reach out to my girls. I have a 14 and 15-year-old that had been to the beach earlier. And so I'm like, hey, did you guys take Lyft today? And they're like, yeah.
But Gore's daughter said they didn't leave a mess in the Lyft, contrary to what a Lyft customer service rep told Gore via chat.
They didn't have food or drinks in the car. These girls were coming back from, the beach. They were in their towels coming back from the beach. And they said, well, we verify everything with the drivers, and the driver, sent us pictures. And I said, well, I asked them, I said, to send me the pictures.
These are the pictures Lyft told Gore the driver provided them with, showing evidence of the damage. But he says his daughter pointed out a glaring issue.
She goes, Dad, that's AI. You could see the Gemini logo on the bottom right hand side one of the photos. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're right. So I tell them, I said, hey, I said, matter of fact, I said, these photos are AI generated.
Gemini AI is Google's artificial intelligence assistant and can generate images and videos. Gore says the Lyft rep agreed that the images were created using AI, apologized, and blocked the driver from their app.
Blocking the driver, I don't know how you can have a driver that's doing this to your customers even driving for you. It just doesn't make any sense.
Gore said he posted his story on a Boca community Facebook page, getting several responses from other people who have had similar experiences. Now he just wants to raise awareness so it doesn't happen to someone else.
Wow. Now, I'll say this. The driver was stupid. Because he left the watermark on the photo. But let me tell you something. It's some AI generations that you don't even need to, it don't even leave an AI watermark. So if he hadn't been stupid enough to leave the AI watermark, he would have got away with this. And how many times did he do this to other people? This is just another scam. This is why You got to make sure you check your receipts, check your credit card information. Hey, you might have to put Life Lock on your stuff because the scamming is at an all-time high. Everybody, it seemed like it's a scam. Everywhere you turn, there's scams going on. And all he had to do was not put the watermark there, and it would have been a big controversy. Did they do this or not? I know some AI programs that don't leave where you can see if it's AI or not. Young Money said AI can detect AI-created content. Some AI can detect AI-created content. I understand what I'm saying. Like, if you add some extra to it, it may not can detect it if you put a couple filters or layers on top of it. It can probably detect the raw AI content, but if you add some adjustments and filters, it may not pick up on that. So just check your receipts. Also, remember, we've been talking about all of this chaos going on at the fast food restaurants. There's been a lot of chaos, a lot of fights, a lot of shootings, a lot of people brawling in the restaurants. Well, we got a story out of Indianapolis. Four women accused of jumping a pregnant Qdoba worker. I'm trying to tell you, I don't know what's wrong with these people fighting over food, shooting over food, damaging vehicles over food items. These stories, I after like a while, you start wondering, like, is it the people? Is it the food? Is the food that good to just throw your life away? Four women jumped a pregnant Qdoba worker. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got video on this. Let's listen.
They stabbed me. When they were trying to stab me in my stomach, I had to protect myself, so I got, like, stab wounds all over my hands.
The victim, who asked us not to use her name, showed us the wounds inflicted when four women showed up at the Qdoba where she works and jumped her. It happened at the restaurant's location on 96th Street on Sunday night. The victim tells us her fellow employees tried to stop them.
They told the team members they'll smack the out of them and beat the out of them if they didn't move out the way. So they pushed them, and one girl came up. We was fighting for, like, at least 20 seconds, and that's when they started jumping me.
Prosecutors say the ringleader was 21-year-old Anaya Gooch. The victim says she and Gooch were both, quote, messing around with the same man, and that's what sparked the fight.
So basically she was mad at me because I was having his kid, and I guess she couldn't have the kids. This is really where it came to.
Court records say during the attack, Anaya Gooch and her sister Deja took out knives and began trying to stab the victim in the stomach.
Oh, wow. She did try to stab a victim who was pregnant with a knife in the stomach, however, missed and cut her hand instead. There is information in the probable cause affidavit that the defendant was then live streaming on social media afterwards that the baby is dead.
The Gooches, along with their accused accomplices, Derek Jackson and Aramonia Malone, were charged today with felony battery on a pregnant woman. All of them appeared in court this afternoon. The victim says the women should have handled the situation like adults.
Or really could have been on some grown woman stuff because it ain't nothing. It ain't no pressure about no boy. But shoot, they get what they get. So I'm not in jail.
Wow. This is wild. This is crazy. Over a guy. She got pregnant. They came up to her job. Pulled out the knife, tried to, what? It's cameras. This, what Josh said, this story is wild. This is wild. And I'll say this. They went up there knowing it's cameras. They don't care. Y'all threw your whole life away at Qdoba's. Over what? And this is why a lot of people say, if somebody you dealing with is dealing with somebody else, why you messing with the person they dealing with? Why don't you go and confront that person that you was dealing with? That's a big discussion now. Should you be confronting the other person or the person you with? Asking them questions like, what's going on? Or why are you going after the other woman?
And now you in prison. He finna still go. They finna still be in a relationship together. And he finna raise that baby with her. And you gonna be in prison. And they're gonna ask you, how did you get locked up? You went up to Q Dobas with a pocket knife. That's wild. I think a lot of people are wondering, why would you take out your anger and frustration on the person that's dealing with somebody that you with? You got jealous because of whatever reason. Okay, go to him. Talk to him. Try to get an understanding from that. The other person, you know what? You know what I found out? It ain't even no need to go to the other person. Because you don't even know him. Or if you did know him, the other person you with had to go over there and deal with them in the first place. Man, that story is wild. I don't even think I did that story any justice. Because there was so many parts to that story. The friend came. And you know the baddies, they got that ideal out there where it's cool for these girls to fight out in the street and put it on Facebook, put it on social media. They doing it for content at this point. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe, he a soldier for the soul. Power to the people, seeing all the forces moving slow. Open doors for the low, still the voice of the voices. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees demons. He been in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight. When the pain from the bottom was too much to bear, he was there to get you through the storm. And the advocate, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe.
And Tequila Festival is Saturday, May 30th at Franklin Field, featuring live performances by Rick Ross, Ginuwine, Soulja Boy, Frankie J, Mims, Petey Pablo, Jaquan, and Milwaukee's very own Big Frank. It's Milwaukee's biggest throwback party of the summer, all for $29. There will be craft margaritas, Milwaukee's best taco vendors, authentic Lucha Libre wrestling, an exotic car showcase, a Chihuahua beauty pageant, art installations, and so much more. Tacos and Tequila Festival, Saturday, May 30th. Get your tickets now at tacosandtequilafestival.com. Hey, that sounds like a good time. A Chihuahua beauty contest. Yo, Kettle Taco Bell. Hey, well, as everybody know, Friday will be my last show right here on 1017 The Truth. And but Dukes on Water, it's a popular club. Dukes on Water closes after 22 years amid rising rent and crime concerns. A lot of y'all, you know, I know a lot of people that go to Dukes on Water. Well, we got video on this. If you watch this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Well, there have been some well-publicized incidents of crime outside on the street, outside of Duke's here on Water Street, including a homicide in March, leading to a common council debate focusing on increased policing along Water Street. The owners tell me here that a number of factors are at play, but security is one of the big ones. In 22 years, a lot of customers, a lot of memories made at Dukes on Water.
I've been coming here in my early 20s, back in 2006, So, like, now it's, like, so surreal coming here as a customer, leaving as a bartender.
It's a time for nostalgia for Marcus Murph tending bar here on what is Duke's final night. The building recently sold, and Duke's operator said the new rent is too high, given, among other things, several violent incidents outside on Water Street in recent months. The chaos has led to proposals ranging from walling off the area to a food truck ban.
I feel like the food trucks have nothing to do with anything that's going on down here. They actually kind of benefit us at towards the end of the night. So I just wish, like, you know, we had a little bit more of the police presence down here, like maybe on foot.
I talked to the operator here who said he didn't want to go on camera, but the crime on Water Street isn't the only issue here. Changing habits as far as drinking alcohol as well as changing demographics also contributed to the decision to close. For customers, the reasons are secondary to the sense of loss for a familiar spot closing for good.
This, I call it home base because I would come here at the end of my nights and get one last drink at the end of the bars, and that's, I feel like that's what a lot of people came here to do.
Yeah.
You know, you would always get packed right before close, and everybody would come here get one last drink. It's going to be missed for sure.
All right, now, notice that the bartender said that the food trucks wasn't the problem. That, notice he said that. That, let that fly over your head. And you know all the controversy around the food trucks, X, Y, and Z. This is a bartender that works downtown in the middle of it all. He said the food trucks ain't got nothing to do with the problem that's going on down here. Okay, let's not let that. It was a small sentence, a couple sentences, but it was powerful. But like I said, you know, downtown, the issues downtown many times when we talk about what happened. I always go to when the Bucks was winning in the Deer District, and a lot of those people that was out at Midtown gathering in the empty lot at Midtown. It was one night when the shooting went down over there and they blocked all of those people out of Midtown, and they went downtown, and they've been downtown ever since. and until they admit that's what happened. You know, they, oh, well, how did all this happen all of a sudden? No. And I know exactly what happened. And it was around the time where the Bucks first won the championship, and everybody was going down there, but the young people really wasn't going downtown like that. They was up at Midtown gathering in the lot, and all of that was closed down, so it just became where they was hanging out. And once they kicked them out of Midtown and put the boulders up, they found out how fun it was downtown at the Deer District. And now they go down there. And that's what happened. Okay. Now you got to clean out all the riffraff that, you know. And who was the order person when that happened? The mayor, Cavalier Johnson. That's who was the order person. It was his district at one point. If I'm not mistaken, let me know. Who was the order person when that shooting went down at Midtown? All I'm saying is that opened up the door for that crowd to start hanging out down there at the MSOE parking lot. And from there, it was a wrap. Now they got videos. They making content down there. They doing all kinds of stuff down there. Hey, it's a hot spot now. And I don't know how you get rid of it at this point. So, they saying that safety is a growing concern on Milwaukee's Water Street. After, when it comes to violence, we got some audio on that one as well. Let's listen.
As summer-like temperatures rolled through southeastern Wisconsin Saturday,
I live on this block right down here.
Top of mind for residents along Milwaukee's popular Water Street Entertainment District.
Sometimes I feel like we do need a little bit more police presence.
is safety and security.
It gets pretty bad.
The concerns from residents come on the heels of a string of violent incidents along the bar-filled street, including a deadly shooting in March. Saturday, Dukes on Water, an institution for decades, sits empty after abruptly closing Friday.
All the altercations probably happened between 3 and 4 o'clock.
David Pazuski worked security at Dukes on Water. He says there were several reasons for the shutdown, but admits violence, sometimes feet away, made staying open more difficult.
Is it fair to say that some of the altercations had something to do with it?
The altercations in general caused a hit to Water Street
as a whole.
For weeks, city officials have debated how to address the problem.
I move to send this back to committee.
One proposal would have required food trucks to stop serving food at 10 p.m., 3 hours earlier than normal. But a lawsuit filed by a food truck owner stalled the measure.
With the taco trucks gone, I've already seen crowds gather with just like out here on this corner.
Pazuski says he wants a more visible police presence, particularly officers on foot rather than just in vehicles.
When we had an altercation happen in front of Duke's, our bar, there was a cop car that just pulled up onto the curb, flashed his lights and siren, and hoped that they would disperse. They didn't.
All right, well, I'll say this. The violence downtown that's going on is not a good look, especially in the media when they used to try to target 618. But they didn't shut that down, and now, they can't say it's because of 618. Now Dukes is up next. Who's next? Who's next? I remember a long time they was talking about the Ladybug Club. If they get rid of the Ladybug Club, the traffic, the violence will slow down. Or now, what, the Ladybug Club been shut down for a second, or they didn't already suspended them or did something with the license. And now Duke's up next. So, it's not going to stop. It's not these bars, It's just when you redirect traffic downtown and now, it's permanently there. Ever since that Midtown shooting, it's been a lot of reports and death going on downtown. Since the Bucks won that championship, from there to now, it ain't stopped. And it's getting worse because more people starting to migrate down there. I mean, now it's the spot. Now that's where all the action is now. If it was up to me, when they did that stuff at Midtown, I wouldn't have blocked them out. I would have went up there with the resources and said, hey, look, this is what y'all can be doing. If y'all young people want to do something, this is what y'all should be doing. This is how we can help you. Because this is where they was gathering at. Now they, years went by. They grown now, so I don't know. And then just the regular beer fights that's going on, just the bar brawls. Let me tell you something. If I can't get the girl, I'm going to start a fight. That's when you get drunk. If you can't get nobody to, if you ain't can't get a girl that night or you ain't got no girl that night, the other option is to start a fight. I heard people say this. Now, have you heard this, Andrew?
You're speaking facts.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. If you got alcohol in your system and you ain't finna go home and with somebody you that you met or that you came with, you're gonna be trying to fight somebody and that's some of the bar fighting mentality, I'm trying to tell you. So that was going on. That was always going on. But at least they was fighting and they was getting up and going back to work on Monday. Some folks don't even know how to do that. Some folks pulling out the pistol. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're gonna have the wrap up. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Pesos.
She got a bankroll.
101, 7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. We got the recap. What happened on the show today, Andrew?
We had another jam-packed episode, Tory. I do want to mention before we wrap up that if you want a piece of the Tory Lowe mixtape reminder, email us either in the put it in the YouTube chat. You can text it to us. You can put it in our Instagram DMs, wherever. Just a reminder to people because we're dropping the drop that tomorrow. It's going on YouTube tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Oh, wow.
We're putting the entire thing up, the entire 30-minute mixtape up as just one
on YouTube,
big YouTube video. Yeah. And but if you want your own copy, email us because we want to get that over to people. Yep. All right. So we started off the show talking about how many people are asking about us, honestly. We're asking about you, I should say, about the show going away and where is it going to be. So we were able to get that out. And then we touched on me losing 50 pounds. No big deal. And you were trying to give me some wedding bells early in my summer.
I'm trying to tell you, you keep shaping it up. Somebody, you're going to find somebody that want to buy in.
I'm just saying, the stock price is an all-time high, Tory. It's going to take a lot.
I'm trying to tell you. I think that, you know, the first one that come along, you're going to sink in. I believe that you're going to be like, hey, look, I done came to Milwaukee. I done got with Good Karma Brands, got on the truth, lost 50 pounds. Now I'm married. Now I'm going to get married. Changed your whole life.
Now, I'll tell you, the big thing, though, Tory, will be you consistently reminding me to keep the fork down.
Because
we're both still going to be around, GKB. So you got to, when you see me in the hallway, you got to say, like, hey, put the fork down.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Continue to do the great. You did an amazing job producing this show. So I'm sure whatever you try to do, you're going to be wonderful at it. And like I said, it was a transformation, a powerful transformation.
Well, we talked about a guy that was one French fry. I have this written down because I thought it was so funny. One French fry short of a Happy Meal. Breaking into cars next to the courthouse, Tory. It's a good turn of phrase.
And I'm trying to tell you, this is something that I have to eyeball because it's right next to the police station, the courthouse, MATC, all those cameras, everything. What he thought you was going to get away with? Then he beat up the security guard. And we want to wish a speedy recovery to the security guard for trying to fight him off. But at the end of the day, this is a lot of issues that's going on downtown that a lot of people don't talk about, a lot of homelessness. A lot of people are out there trying to survive. I heard somebody in the chat or somebody mentioned in the chat that they moving back under the Tin City, moving back under the 6th Street Bridge. I'm about to go over there and see.
Yeah, that's something to keep our eyes on for sure. We also went to Atlanta, talked about the driverless cars, the Waymos that got stuck in the cul-de-sac, Tory, and we said that we are not driving in driverless cars. We do not want to be a passenger in those cars.
Well, like I said, they need way more time to get it right. I'm not going into driverless vehicles. I mean, maybe if I was in the country and I was going 30 miles to 20 miles an hour and there wasn't a lot of traffic, I would try it. But if I'm in a high traffic area, a city area, I'm not doing it. If I was in a less trafficked area, I would do it.
I think there's too many things that can go wrong, and that's why you probably don't want to get into one of those things.
Right.
We also talked about the fact that, you know, it just consistently it feels like on this show, Tory, we talk about teachers who are texting these students. Seems like this is one thing that no matter where you are, whether it's Milwaukee or Chicago or the South or the North, the West, the East, does not matter. I think only places maybe on the moon that teachers aren't texting these babies.
Well, when the teachers in the school, they have access to all these young students. And it's good. It's a good environment for predators. This is why parents have to make sure that if their child is talking to an adult, no matter if it's a teacher, a gym teacher, a coach, if they're spending time with the adult outside of the school system or extracurricular ideas like texting on the phone, I would raise an eyebrow off the top and I would go and confront the adult to see what kind of relationship are you trying to build with my child and to let them know to kind of break up some of the frequency of them kind of grooming the child.
Yeah, you got to have an eye on your kids, Tory.
Of course. All right, I guess that's it for the show today. I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the show. Salute to everybody in the chat. Another powerful chat. How many days we got left? Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days left. I appreciate everybody out there in Radio Land for listening in. I appreciate everybody that called into the show to add to the topics. Hey, look, we got 3 more days to Friday, and I can't wait to the after show. At Friday, we got having the after show party. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.